You found a way to monetize a podcast?
That's impossible.
That's impossible.
That's not true. You did not.
You're lying.
How dare you?
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, a podcast for the rubes, by the rubes, talking all things Power Trip. Bets and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Bets, and Dave, the one and only Power Trip Quotes. They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. Our legal disclaimer is simply that Lawyer Lambert probably likes us better than you, so good luck suing us. We hope you enjoy this episode, but if not, feel free to play Jax on 494.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast. I'm your co-host Chuck, otherwise known as Power Trip Bets.
And I'm Dave, Power Trip Quotes.
All right, and we're back after a week off. Dave, how have you been?
I've been good. There's been a lot of show to catch up on. I think we got a lot of bets to update and a couple of quotes as well.
We survived the Corpocalypse, too. Four days without Corey. But he's back, and the show's always better when all three of them are there. And I think the last few shows have proven that. They've really been kind of on fire the last few days.
Yep. Dad's back home.
Well, I'm excited. I've got my American Standard Chris Hockey t-shirt on. I've got a beverage in my hand from future sponsor Truly, of course. And we've got a big show. We've got a news item to cover. We've got lots of stuff in the gambling world. Holy cow. 2 weeks is a long time to be off when they're betting. We got some great quotes of the week, including another surprise winner in the quotes of the week. So stay tuned for that. And in your thoughts tonight, we've got a Predictors 4-pack. That's right. The best bit that ever was, the Predictors. We've got a 4-pack of Predictors Opens from Meat Sauce. So stay tuned for that. And we'll get the show started, as always, with the old Lou Cove update. The Twins, the last time I checked, are tied 1-1 with Boston. So kind of a big game. They've dropped two in a row here. People are starting to get a little bit nervous. Hopefully Lou's not disappointed tonight.
Yeah, we got to ring that dong gong. It was a little quiet last night.
It was indeed. So yeah, let's get that dong gong fired up. So hopefully the Twins can pull that one out for Lou. All right, well, before we get started with the bets update, we've got a news item this week. I'm not going to play the breaking news sounder because getting a phone number isn't really breaking news in 2019, but the podcast now has an official phone number that you can either call or text if you have takes on the show, if you have takes on our show, if you have questions, comments, anything and everything. You can call us or text us. And the best part about the number is it's really easy to remember. The really hard part is you just have to remember area code 908, which is out in New Jersey, which has legalized gambling, by the way, on sports. So don't ask me why, but it's 908. So just remember 908. Just kind of hammer that into your head, because the rest of it's a piece of cake. It's 908 Tommy 53. How perfect is that for our phone number?
We couldn't have drawn it up any better.
I don't think so. The only 612 number that came close was there was a 612 Do Rosie number, but I figured that would just lead to a lot of crank calls, no pun intended. So we'll leave Rosie alone and we'll stick with it. So once again, that number is 908 Tommy 53. Just feel free to call and give us your takes, and maybe we'll play some of your audio clips in future episodes or react to your takes. So we love doing the fan line episode. Got a lot of good feedback on that one, and I think we need to continue doing some fan lines. So help us out, give us some calls, and give us your takes on the Power Trip. But let's get started this evening, as always, with the bets update.
Here's this week in Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets. Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets, though.
Where's Power Trip Bets when you need him?
Ask Power Trip Bets.
Is Power Trip Bets drunk?
You want to bet?
Ooh. All right, lots to get to. Yeah, when you take a week off from the podcast, at the rate these guys bet, that's a lifetime. In fact, you probably saw my tweet. They are over $10,000 in total handle now for the year. We're still not even halfway through the year, so lots to get caught up on. We'll start with something that's not directly related to a Power Trip bet, but we wanted to get you updated. The Stanley Cup was settled while we were away, and the St. Louis Blues were victorious in 7 games over the Boston Bruins. Now, you might remember a few podcasts ago, we gave our NHL predictions, and I still stand by my Vegas Golden Knights. If they hadn't gotten that bad call, I say they still win the Cup. But, Dave, who was one of the teams that you selected and put money on to win the Stanley Cup?
Well, one of them was the St. Louis Blues. The other, I believe, was Boston. So that was pretty good.
So you kind of had the finals covered there.
I did. I think I had $33 on the Blues.
At 10-1, I believe, right? So
yeah,
that would pay $330 and would more than cover your $67 in losing bets. So you kind of pretty much almost tripled your money there.
I think from now on we should just do hypothetical bets. And then I'll just give you money to place it, because if I placed it myself, it would totally jinx it. So we'll just keep doing hypothetical bets, and then, we'll profit.
And we'll collect hypothetical dollars. Awesome.
Right.
So, well, that's awesome. And, of course, the other thing I was doing was I was betting the road team in every single NHL playoff game. And so that came to a conclusion, and you guys probably saw my tweet on that. And I was going to give a recap, but I was very surprised to learn that my tweet actually showed up on the Vegas Sports and Information Network, or VSiN. Those of you that listen to PA's show always hear him refer to the PSiN, the Paul Allen Sports Information Network. But that's a derivative of VSiN, the Vegas Sports Information Network, and they do several shows a day talking nothing but gambling, which is really, really awesome. And my tweet about the road playoff teams and the betting I was doing actually showed up on their show. I was just very surprised to see that. So I'm just going to play that audio, and they can recap how the road playoff betting went this season.
At Power Trip Bets on Twitter. Power Trip, the morning show on KFAN in Minneapolis. Shout out Paul Charchian, Paul Allen. This is a tweet from yesterday. Somebody on the show: I bet the road team in all 87 NHL playoff games, and for the 8th time in 10 years, it was profitable.
Ooh.
The numbers: win-loss 42-45, average odds plus $1.18, percent return on the original investment 8.84%. At $25 a game, that is a $190 profit for the year. That matches almost exactly the historical average.
Great info.
So they've done it now for a decade, and eight times it's been a winner.
There was also early in the playoffs, first or second, I think it was second round, that the Dogs had a winning record.
You're right.
They had a winning record.
Well, it was
straight up.
Because the Islanders were, did they sweep the Penguins?
They did.
Yeah, they swept the Penguins at the same time. Colorado was taking care of Calgary. Lightning going down.
Big time, yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't talking ROI. That was just straight up overall. Yeah.
Right.
And how the Dogs were doing. And then what happened in the St. Louis-Winnipeg series, the home team started 0-4, I think. I think the home team lost the first 4 games.
You're right.
How wild that was.
Yeah, well, and in the Stanley Cup final, right?
Yeah,
it was
right.
The road team almost every game. And plus money was cashing like a banshee. So that's pretty cool, though. Good thought to do that 10 years ago.
So, yeah. So that was really cool. So, check that out.
No big deal.
No, I was like, it's always weird to see your own tweet like up, because it's a video broadcast as well, because they're on SiriusXM, but you can also see the video for it. And it's just kind of weird to see your own tweet up on their little video screen. So, yeah, kind of cool. That's, again, the VSiN. And check that out if you're interested in even more gambling coverage. It's an awesome thing. I like to have it on sometimes at lunch at work, just in the background. Listening to what they have to say and what the latest odds are. So next April, bet the road team. We'll move on to the U.S. Open. So that was our most recent bet. And Once again, it came down to who got the first overall pick and were they smart enough to take Brooks Koepka? And the answer was Ryan Donaldson, and yes, he was. So looked like Justin Rose was actually going to go wire-to-wire for Lawyer Lambert, and then he fell apart on Sunday, and Brooks came on to capture the $440 pot for Brooks. Of course, Gary Woodland won the whole U.S. Open, so Donaldson didn't get the benefit of the doubling of the bet, but he walks away very happy with $440. Your thoughts on the U.S. Open?
First of all, shout out to Gary Woodland, a great dude, known as one of the nicer and more genuine players on the PGA Tour, and he went to Kansas, so rock chalk there. Yeah, I don't know. I think they need to change how they do just the random draw for first pick. I mean, obviously, if you did this back in the late 90s to early 2000s, I mean, it would be dumb because whoever got the first pick would just take Tiger and, you know, win right away. Maybe they need to do, like, take the top 10 players in the world or top 10 betting favorites and draw those names out of a hat or something like that. But I don't know.
Yeah, it's definitely becoming the Koepka sweepstakes at this point.
Right.
Because the only chance anybody had is if you would have had the foresight to pick Gary Woodland. And, you know, he was about 80-1, so I don't think anybody was reasonably going to do that. So,
no.
And even though I don't think Brooks will win the British, you'd be a fool probably not to take him first overall again.
Yeah, and he's at 8-1 for the Open.
Absolutely. So good job, Donaldson. Hopefully he gets paid off by everybody. They don't go Nordo on him and not actually pay him. So,
how about that? We should talk about that quick. There should almost be maybe you keep track of it or something, or there's another Twitter account created for it, but like the PowerTrip Bet collection agency or something like that, and they can just bring it up on air and it can get brought up, or you can tweet that out.
Well, I've been more than happy to. There's been a couple times where I've tweeted out little reminders that this person still owes this person or whatever, but I'm happy to. We'll see about Donaldson, because I don't know how often Donaldson sees everybody, since he's not always in the studio there, but hopefully he gets paid, and anybody that wants me to shake down somebody for him, I'm more than happy to try that. So,
because that's like Nordo isn't even taking part in all these bets now because of not getting paid for something from 2 years ago. I mean, they don't want to discourage people from not gambling.
Definitely.
I mean, just because they can't pay their bets, but yeah.
Absolutely, and Nordo's still waiting on PA to run the shirtless 40, so that's a whole other story, but. Now, one of the things, we'll move on to the next few bets here. One of the things that was actually good about Corey being out, you know, obviously the show's a lot better with Corey there, but I have a feeling these next couple of bets may not have gotten placed if Corey had been there, because Corey is the voice of reason a lot of times, and I think he might have talked some people out of these bets, but the Bradley Cooper Lady Gaga bet got placed, and Meat Sauce thinks that they're definitely going to be a couple or dating by the end of the year. So he bet $100 against Chris Hockey that would indeed take place and be verified by a reputable source. And Lieber hopped on that as well. So both Hockey and Lieber are saying they're not going to be a couple by the end of the year. Sauce says they are. What side are you on?
Well, I never saw the movie, so I really don't have a take. The only thing I would say is, you'd have to be careful and listen back to the audio of when Ben made the bet, because I think he changed the terms of his portion of the bet that one of the two have to come out and publicly bring it up and say that they're a couple, which the terms that Meat Sauce and Hockey officially agreed to earlier, it was a little looser than that. It was just like a reputable source has to confirm it. So I don't know if there's a disclaimer that needs to be put at the bottom of that slip or not.
I'm hoping it'll be pretty straightforward one way or the other. So we'll see. And I've had about 5 people tweet the In Touch cover at me this week, which shows Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. So people are definitely interested in that bet. The next one was the Quentin Nelson bet, which was awesome because Meat Sauce bet Chris that Quentin Nelson is going to make the Hall of Fame. Now, for those of you that don't know Quentin Nelson very well, he was a rookie last year, and he's 23 years old and has a lot of career and a five-year waiting period before he can make the Hall of Fame. So this is about an 18-year bet that we've got going here. Which side of this are you on? Quentin Nelson, Hall of Famer or no?
I'm going to say he's in the Hall of Fame. What were the were there any odds? I forget if there were odds.
Nope,
or...
straight up, $100.
Now, this is going to be awesome when it pays off in 20 years and you're still running that account and Sauce can just like feel great for a little bit. Yeah, hopefully you're still running Power Trip bets in 20 years. I don't know.
I should be. The hard part will be trying to track down Chris Hockey to get the $100. So.
That's true. He'll probably be out in the Black Hills somewhere.
Yeah, and also, in addition to the NHL Finals completing, the NBA Finals completed, and your Toronto Raptors were the victors, which means Tommy Olsen, Chris Hockey, and Meat Sauce each won $100 from Corey. So that that was a loss there for Corey. And then Corey got a big win when Ben turned around and bet him $100 that the Warriors are going to miss the playoffs. The only thing that surprises me about this bet is why in the hell didn't Meat Sauce and Chris jump in on this?
I don't care, dude. They have Steph Curry. Like, there's no way. If it was Steph Curry and, like, four traffic cones, they'd still make the playoffs.
They're not missing the playoffs. I'm like, I could, and he didn't ask for odds or anything. It was just straight up, they're missing the playoffs. And Corey was very reserved with it. Like, he was just like, yeah, I'll bet you $100 on that. It was like.
But inside, he was, like, running to the bank to collect it.
Oh, my God. I mean, he was running faster to the bank than Rosie was after he got the hint on the Prince thing at halftime. So. So we've got that one out there. We'll see. I guarantee you, Tommy has to want to jump in on that bet. So we'll see in Tommy's takes on Thursday if Ben lets him in on that bet. The last thing I've got is the retirement of Rob Gronkowski bet. So this morning on the Power Trip, you've got a chance to listen to the early part. Corey was questioning the time frame on the Gronk retirement bet. He was thinking it was right at the start of the season, like September 1st or week one. And you valued Bets and Quotes podcast listeners are going to get the exclusive audio showing that you can always trust Power Trip Bets.
I think he'll come back. I really do.
Care to wager?
I'd like to bet. $2 American.
I'd like to bet more than that.
I don't know.
You owe me a Caniac. How about at least double or nothing on a Caniac?
All right, how long is the bet for? This season?
12 months.
Sure, 12 months from... By the time, just to make it easy, by the time we go to Las Vegas Power Trip 2020,
deal.
He will not have returned to the NFL.
Deal. All right.
So there you go. Wow. Meat Sauce has the full year up until Power Trip Vegas 2020. So never truly trust another human being, but always trust the tweets of Power Trip Bets. So
genius.
They're memorable. They're timeless. They'll probably get Meat Sauce fired. It's time for the quotes of the week.
Power Trip Quotes.
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 All right, it's time to catch up on some Power Trip Quotes. We were off last week, so we had 2 weeks worth of quotes to pool for the top three. We will start at number three with Tommy Olsen.
If I had a 9-day erection,
Jesus,
like that grade four guy,
mm-hmm.
I'm gone.
There's probably OJ Simpson running down the streets of LA with two automatic rifles would probably be less dangerous than Tommy Olsen with an erection for 9 days,
especially a grade four, right?
Going back to the grade four, why is the scale only going to four,
right?
Like one out of four, that's really dumb.
Well, it seemed like there was dramatic changes between there, and I'm thinking you kind of have a little, you need to have a little bit more definition in there. So yeah, I agree. I don't think four was quite enough.
That's why they invented more numbers.
It's off the charts. Get a bigger chart.
All right. Well, we'll move to number two, and it's our favorite, Mr. Zogsley.
I don't know. All I want is a little bit of freedom and some whiskey.
Man,
I was like, just that like defines Chris right there.
Exactly. See, that's what I call a t-shirt quote. That's a bumper sticker quote. You just slap that right on your Ford F-150 tailgate, and you got his whiskey, and yeah, that's Zogsley.
I can see that bumper sticker on his truck as it's headed over the South Dakota line.
Yep, headed towards the Black Hills and Deadwood.
That's right.
All right. Well, at number one this week, it goes to one of my favorite wide receivers who could probably be mistaken for Wes Welker, Brandon Stokley, or Eric Decker. But it's the Minnesota Vikings number 19, Adam Thielen.
Clue number 5.
This was the key part of Super Bowl 20.
AJ. Yep. Wide right?
That's right.
Oh, oh shit.
Wow.
I would have got it if it was wide left.
Whoa.
So good. So now that's what? Back-to-back shows where Viking players have been number one?
That's 2 weeks in a row. Viking Kirk Cousins 2 weeks ago and Adam Thielen this week. So
that was good. That was a zinger, like right off the top.
That was a that was a firing bullets moment for Adam Thielen. Now didn't happen to score any in the initials game, but definitely give him an extra credit point for that quote.
For sure. Well, there are your quotes of the week.
It's time for the weekly segment of Your Thoughts. Copyright Dark Star.
This week in Your Thoughts, we are going to revisit the predictors. So a lot of you, I'm sure, remember the predictors, which ended, I believe, I'd have to check the math on that, but I believe it was about 4 years ago. 2015 is when the predictors ended. It was a long-running bit, and it was always opened with a song or some kind of interesting musical intro from Meat Sauce. And I will have to say, without a doubt, for me at least, and I think for a bunch of Rube Nation, it's probably the number one bit that if they were to bring something back that people would want back. Would that be tops on your list?
For sure, 100%. Predictors, it kind of added something that Gerdsy was in there on Thursdays too.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
You know, just to kind of build up the segment. But yeah, it was always great.
Yeah, with Gerdsy and Rosie and Chris always had like really good, you know, very, very, he would hit the highlights, you know, whether it was the Vikings game, like what do you think the score is going to be, or, you know, what's going to happen here. It was always the big events that were going on in the sporting world were what they would predict on. And of course, part of the bit was that Corey appeared to write down or keep track of everything everybody was saying, and then nobody ever really cared or kept track of it at the end of the day. So it was a fun little bit, but the intros were the thing that were the most memorable, and that's what we're going to hit on tonight. We've got a four-pack of some of the intros. So there were, I have no idea exactly how many intros there ever were, but I just grabbed kind of four random ones, and so we'll just play these and get a very diverse selection of Meat Sauce's talents. We'll start with this one, which he admitted Tenna B helped him out with a little bit, although Meat Sauce does all of the performing on it.
Brand new.
I got it.
Okay, wait. Before you play it,
yeah.
I have to give credit where credit's due. And I'm going to give it beforehand because if it sucks, it's not my fault.
Mm-hmm.
This was 100% Tenna's idea. And it's genius.
So it's Dr. Dre from 1992.
Nope. Warren G?
Nope. Not a cover.
Snoop.
Not a
this
song.
This is an original.
Bone
original.
Thugs and Harmony.
Nope. It's an original.
A Meat Sauce original.
A cappella.
Is that right?
Yep.
Here comes trouble. All right, Meat Sauce with the new predictors open. Here we go.
The predictor.
The predictor.
The predictor.
The predictor. It's time for the predictors with JG, Mark, and Corey. It's time for the predictors. Let's hope it won't be boring. The predictors.
It's a barbershop quartet.
Yep. Slit my throat.
You didn't like it?
No.
I kind of liked it.
I remember that got stuck in my head like just the opening line, it's time for the predictors. Like that was stuck in my head for like a year straight.
Well, I think part of the reason it got stuck in everybody's head is because for the rest of the segment while they were doing their predictions, Hogsley kept playing that very opening part over and over. And like Corey and guards were just like, could you please not play that anymore?
Oh, I thought like, the effort level and the idea, like it was well executed. That was actually for a predictor's performance. That was above average.
Oh, that was a way passing score for a predictor's open. Definitely. Definitely. So that would have been if we had a Mr. Z Rotten Tomatoes scoring system for predictor's opens, that's definitely fresh.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, we'll go to the second one here. Not all of them are fresh. Let's just go with that.
I can't leave until I hear the open.
Well, you don't have to wait any longer.
Yes.
Joy to the world, the predictors are here with Corey Hockey Rosie. JG is here. Mita sucks. He makes these songs up as he goes.
Clearly.
He makes these songs up as he goes.
No surprise.
But everyone loves the predictors. Joy to the world, the predictors are here. We'll make it up as we go. Wow. Sports questions and movie questions. That's what makes up the predictors. The predictors. And the predictors.
That is a perfect example of why we love the predictors. I loved first off when Hockey would like try to find it, or like he Sauce like wouldn't put it into the system or whatever where he could grab the file.
Never labeled it correctly.
But then he never like plays the karaoke version. Like he just sings right over the audio.
Absolutely, yeah. And I forgot how much like Corey and Guardsy always used to kind of just talk right over it and give their immediate they didn't wait till it was over to give their reaction to how it was going. Oh, and I love the little gunshot there, like right in the middle of it too. Oh dear. So so that would that one might not be quite as fresh as the first one, the old barbershop quartet there. All right, the next one we've got is may not qualify as fresh either. It's Meat Sauce's homage to Pink Floyd.
Anytime.
This is. Did I hit the wrong one?
Sauce is not turned around.
Did I hit the wrong one? Is this the right one?
Sauce, you need to answer.
Yeah, this is it.
This is just.
It's like the lockup.
Predictors! They shred.
Oh, God.
You get a good job with the pain, you're okay.
What?
Money.
What?
It's a gas.
Is that it?
That's all you did?
Whoa.
They shred.
That's it?
Do you sing anything
come
more?
Back in. You don't come back in later?
Wait.
I'm trying.
Well, you told us you were, it was it.
So yeah, predictors they shred.
So that just reminds me of another couple of reasons why I love the predictors so much. He would never edit or shorten the opens.
No.
You know, it could be a minute and a half and you can hear Corey go anytime right before he started. Also JG asked Meat Sauce why he was turned around in his chair. and then he kind of poked in or whatever and was kind of half laughing when he answered. So you knew that something was up.
Oh, yeah.
God, that's so fun.
And then he just lets the song continue to play with just Pink Floyd singing, you know, no problem.
Wait for it.
Wait for it.
Genius.
So I like that one. I mean, that one's, yeah, I don't know. I like that one, but you can definitely score down on the level of effort on that one.
Oh, yes.
Well, the last one I pulled, this one, like I said, I kind of pulled these randomly, except for this one. Had to put this one on there. Several episodes ago, we did the Bohemian Saucity, where we talked to Sauce about the whole evolution and creation of Bohemian Saucity on its 5th anniversary, which was by far the most epic Predictors Open of all time. So if you missed that episode, go back and listen to that, because you can get Sauce's take on it. And we played the whole Predictors Open for Bohemian Saucity at the end of that episode. But the week before that is kind of what created Bohemian Saucity. This was the one where Corey flat out threatened to completely kill the bit once and for all based on this Predictors Open. So sit back and enjoy the probably the worst Predictors Open that nearly got the whole bit canned.
Now, I didn't.
Oh, yeah. Here come the excuses. Qualifiers.
Just disclaimers. I had to play it. I had.
Oh, no.
Whenever he shakes his head.
Predictors! Predictors!
I can hear sigh.
I think that's pretty good.
Yeah. That was it?
That was it?
Where's the rest of it?
Hang on.
Was that you that just said, I think that's pretty good? Was that on the record?
You didn't even edit yourself out of the end?
I didn't have time. I ran over there.
Play it again, because I'm pretty sure you didn't even turn down the volume.
And I stepped on it. That was my fault.
Play it again.
Hang on. I got to find it again. Time for the Predictor.
Didn't even turn its volume down.
Predictors.
Didn't mention anybody's name, but the...
Oh, my God. It's one of the shortest ones of all time, too. Time for the Predictors. So I don't even remember. I don't remember in the rest of that episode if they even did the Predictors or if the rest of the episode was just them threatening to kill the bit altogether and Meat Sauce pleading for another chance.
See, at that point, you could definitely try to figure out that maybe Sauce was trying to sabotage the bit so he didn't have to do it anymore.
Possibly.
I mean, there's always that angle. But then, obviously, you followed it up with the brilliant... with the brilliant one the following week.
Yeah, I love to immediately when it's over, he was like, I thought that was pretty good. That was genius. Oh my gosh. So yeah, there is your Predictors 4-pack for this week. I think we'll crack open some more 4-packs of Predictors in the future. Those are I never get tired of listening to them because it's like they always say about Meat Sauce, man, whether it's brilliant or a train wreck, it's gonna make you laugh. So
100%.
So there were lots of brilliance and lots of train wrecks, and a lot of them from my memory referenced Hockey Sister. Now none of these Predictors opens reference Hockey Sister, but I think there's quite a few of those out there too, so it'd be interesting to put together a 4-pack of Hockey Sister Predictor opens. So
that shouldn't be too hard to find.
Shouldn't be hard at all. So we'll do that on some future episodes. So all right, well, that will pretty much wrap it up for this week. Once again, encourage you to call the hotline 908-TOMMY-53. Very easy to remember. Just all you gotta do is remember 908, because Tommy 53, it's ingrained in everybody's head, right? So yeah, give us a call on that number. We'd love to hear from you and play your calls on Fanline in a future episode. So in the meantime, Dave, where can they find you at?
You can find me on Twitter at PowerTripQuotes.
All right. And I'm, of course, at PowerTripBets. And our email, if you want to use the old-fashioned email, is PowerTripBets@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. We will see you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie.